Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. It is today, the 29th day of March, 2005. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. This is, again, the French Connection. We are coming from France on this broadcast. It is going to be just myself today. I'm going to do a little educating of prospective new listeners. We've got tens of thousands of people over the last few days that have come to the website. In fact, over 50,000 people in a matter of 4 or 5 days here. And I'm certain that many of you looking at the website for the first time and looking at the information for the first time might be shocked, might be taken aback, I guess a better word, because of the stark and blunt nature of some of the interviews and some of the information. But I need to assure you that the things we placed on this website have been looked into. We did not start out with this kind of information on the site. In fact, we arrived here through research. We arrived here through talking with people in the interview format. And we arrived here by hearing a ground-shaking, an earth-shaking, a world-changing audio file by a man named Benjamin Friedman. Now, people, first listeners that come to this website must listen to Ben Friedman's short version of his 1961 speech. The audio quality is not perfect. It's a 61, so it's, I guess it's 45 years old. But what he says in that is earth-shaking. It will change your life forever. He is someone who was present and participated in the actions that he describes. There is another man named Myron Fagan who gives a different account, but the same exact story under his own experiences in Hollywood and other places. Basically, what they describe, ladies and gentlemen, is that our country is being taken over by a group of criminal Jews. Now, you've heard these kinds of accusations bantered around over the years, and you've heard that they are supremacist, and you've heard these things. Everyone's heard them. And, of course, when you heard the word Jew, of course, your first response was to quiver and say, anti-Semite. Why? Because you've been indoctrinated. I was. I remember back in July, discussing these things with my partner and other people. And when the word Jew came up, I would shake. I would immediately feel, oh my God, anti-Semitism. Looking back now, 6-8 months ago, and to now, I understand that I was living under mind control, living under a repeated Pavlovian response that came out of me based upon how I had been raised under this politically correct regime that has repeatedly and consistently told me in my press, in my television shows, in my newspapers, in my schools, that these people are victims, that they are always victims, that it's everyone else's fault, and that basically they're right and everyone else is not, and that we should all fight for them on their behalf. Well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, the group that we're supposedly supposed to be fighting for are Zionists. Now, if you listen to the audio files, what you'll find out is that the group that is perpetrating this stuff in America and Europe are not Semitic, by and large. There are some Semites in there, but they're certainly not pure Semites, none of them. And, in fact, Arab populations of the Middle East have more Semitic blood in them than this group does. This group are Ashkenazis, or Khazarians. If you'd like to learn about the Khazarians, the 13th tribe by a Jewish gentleman named Arthur Koestler. He wrote a book fully documented and researched, and it is available on the website to read from cover to cover. Or you can listen to a gentleman named Mohammed Rafig. We had him on 3 separate times. You'll see the audio files there. Listen to Mohammed Rafig's description of what this 13th tribe is really all about. He'll tell you about the Sabaeans. He'll tell you about Sabbatai Zevi. He'll tell you about the Khazars and the Kagan, the king of the Khazars, converting to Judaism. And he'll talk to you about the Frankist movement and a guy named Weishaupt. All of this stuff is thoroughly researched. And he'll bring you up to present day through the new Bohemians arriving in America and the founding of many of the Masonic lodges in America by this group. In other words, they are the controllers of these Masonic lodges. And you'll start to understand how far back and how much of this conspiracy makes sense. It's not conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. These are established facts. Another thing you're going to discover is that these protocols of the Elders of Zion have been declared as a forgery. Well, my take on a forgery is that it's a replica of the original. Isn't that what forgery means? Interestingly enough, all of the declarations in that document, those protocols, written over 100 years ago, have all come to pass in this century. Now, you got to ask yourself, is that a coincidence? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to this group, this criminal group, there are no coincidences. So who is this group? It's people like the Rothschilds, like the Warburgs, like Kissinger. Yep. Like Schultz from the Reagan years. Yep. And you can go all the way back in time, back to the early part of the 1960s when many of these machinations were really beginning to take shape. And these people are very heavily involved in our corporate structure. They are in control completely of our media. That's why you get lies about Abu Ghraib. That's why you get lies about Iraq. That's why you never hear about the discontent in the country. You never hear about the real problems that we're facing. You never hear about 9/11 reported correctly. And now, you know, you move over to the financial side. Federal Reserve, ladies and gentlemen, is not a government organization. It is an owned, bought, and paid for organization, exclusively owned by Jewish people from the Ashkenazi group, Zionists, ladies and gentlemen, the entire system. What it does is it taxes you every time you use a dollar bill. And that money goes into their pocket to the tune right now in the Rothschild fortune of $250 trillion or more. Sounds like an impossible figure. People believe it's actually closer to 400. Now, how could that be? If you take a listen to David Pidcock's first audio file, it will knock you over. You'll be floored by it. It is extremely informative, extremely. Subsequent interviews with a British colonel named Barry Turner will also mirror much of what David Pidcock's first interview talks about. We also start discussing South Africa and the gold fields down there and the Boer War being implemented by this group and Cecil B. Rhodes implementing these things. Learn about this. What I'm telling you about right now is a step-by-step plan for you to be brought up to what the history books never taught you. And when you hear this stuff for the first time, after listening to Benjamin Friedman, you will be floored. I'm sorry. If you're Jewish, you need to understand this to turn against these Zionists. And by the way, if you are Jewish, there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jews across the world that do not want any part of this. They have not moved back to Israel as they've been demanded to. They don't want to go there. They want to live their life with their neighbors and their friends. They want to live in harmony with people. The Brodskys and the Sandlers that I know and the Cohens that I know and the Shamans and the, I mean, I've got friends all over the place from the Jewish community. I lived in New York for a very long time. The fact is the Davids and the, they weren't part of this. They're not part of this. They're still not part of it. They never were. They didn't. They never want to be. They never will be. And yet they have been lied to probably more than us, because they've been told when they go to synagogue by many of their leadership, much of their leadership, that we're all out after them to get them, to destroy them, to kill them. We should come together, or they're going to get us. It's a lie. This same group sacrificed you in World War II. They created a genocide of many Jewish people in World War II, intentionally, to frighten you out of Europe and into Palestine. Take a listen to what these people have to say. Move on to Professor Dan McGowan. Man, oh man, will that knock you out. He says that Israel is far more racist and apartheid than South Africa ever was. By far. If that's not enough for you, Dr. Sahib Muscatim Blair, an imam, a learned man, university-level doctorate, will give you the facts in all of it. He will re-encapsulate all of these interesting facts. Please, the future of our world depends on your ability to understand these facts and then being willing to support changing this world. We're not going to get these people out of our lives. We're not going to take back our world if you don't help. I've asked for your help in the past, but now it's moving into another level, ladies and gentlemen. The fight is heating up. These people are reeling back from many, many truths coming out that they never expected to be exposed. And you, as a citizen of the United States or Europe or the world, need to understand these facts and share them with your friends and family. We need to take back our world from these criminals. If we don't, we're going to be enslaved by them. They use deception to defeat us. They use our own organs of power to destroy us. They use their lies that they've developed over generations to suppress us. I'm not a nutter. I'm not crazy. I'm not suicidal. I'm not homicidal. I am not xenophobe, anti-Semitic, racist, in any of these things. I'm none of those things. I'm a guy who found out the truth and doesn't want his life to be what these people have planned for it. I won't accept that from my future. I will not permit it. I will fight it with my every breath. Now, this battle can't be won again without you. I mean, I have asked in the past for a dollar to be sent to the website or go to the PayPal if you want to send us a couple of bucks. Many of our donations have fallen off the map a little bit here because I haven't asked in a while. We do have expenses, but they're minimal. They're small, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a network. I'm not being financed by anybody. This is just a computer, me and a phone with my partner and my research and my connections. Spoke at length with an ex-CIA agent today about this. He not only agreed with me, he told me that it was probably more problematic than I have discovered yet. Now, this guy worked in a research institute in California that was known for CIA work, and he said the CIA today is a shell of an organization. He said much of the intelligence being run out of America is coming from the Pentagon, ladies and gentlemen, hand in hand working with the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, which are nothing to do with defense, and the Mossad. But the CIA is a bunch of paper pushers, desk pushers these days, gutted by and large by successive changes in their structure and destruction of their leadership and complete usurping of their main goals. And when you understand that the entire Cold War was a fabrication, when you start understanding that World War II was fabricated by these people, that World War I was, that in the last century they are directly responsible for 100 million murders, directly, not indirectly, directly, under Stalin, one of their puppets, under Roosevelt, under Mao. Wait till you read the stuff. Wait till you hear the truth. Please. This is the last shot we've got. We can take these people. We will win this battle. You know, the truth is a mighty sword, ladies and gentlemen. And I have not wielded this mighty sword willy-nilly. This is something that I have spent a great deal of my effort in bringing to life, along with the help of my partner, Eric Hufschmidt, and many others. And there are a lot of liars out there. There's Rents trying to send you to the UFO group. And Alex Jones, who refuses to talk about this for obvious reasons. He's not part of the truth movement, ladies and gentlemen. He's part of another group. Bad guys. There are others out there. Ted Pike has told his truth. I don't always agree with everything Ted says, but I know he's sincere, 100%. I vouch for this man's sincerity with my life. There are others. There are others out there who have fought the good fight and are continuing to fight that fight. The biggest group that has been lied to in this country, in our country, are the Christians. They have been told that they're fighting for the second coming of Christ under these people. It's been a lie, ladies and gentlemen. It was never designed this way. The Bible was interpreted to benefit them through the Scofield Bible. Take a look at the Bible you use. If you're using the Scofield Bible, it was rewritten by Zionists. Yep, 100 years ago, we discussed the Scofield Bible on the show, one of our shows. Listen to it. Please. The things we're doing and the fight we're involved in is life or death for all of us, and things are going to get decidedly more complicated over the next few months. Join with Eric and myself and many, many thousands of other people to battle these people back. I care about this world, and I care about the future of this world, and I want you to care with me. If you got a job and you think you're going to have that after this stuff starts hitting, think again. You know, without winning this battle, you're not going to have anything you think you're going to have. Trust me on that. Anyway, that's the broadcast for Wednesday. It's an important one. It's a rallying cry. Go to the MySpace, ladies and gentlemen. Sign up for MySpace. MySpace friend. And start sharing on this message board. You can use a pseudonym. You can. Send a $1-$5 donation to the P.O. box, or go to PayPal and help us out that way. Write us an email. Tell your friends. Make a DVD, a CD. Pass Eric's book around on 9/11. Tell people that this guy Sheen is a big liar. Read the article we've got. It's all there for you. You do what the rest of the work. But we'll be back tomorrow with an interview. Got one scheduled for you tomorrow. But until then, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying, be well.